The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Candy Cane Cash, your chance to win $500 cash just in time for Christmas. We got many more stops along the Candy Cane Cash Caravan. Saturday, we have two. That's tomorrow. The first one will be in Nortonville at Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique. That's at 518 Main. It'll be from 9:30 to 11:30. That's number one tomorrow, Saturday. Number two, we're back in Atchison. We'll be at 521 Commercial from 11:30 to 1:30. Two stops tomorrow on the Candy Cane Cash Caravan. Come by and see us.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chick the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Good to have you back with us here on Care Radio, the second half of our high school hoops doubleheader. Getting set to come your way as it is the guys' turn. Atchison on the road to begin the season here tonight at Rossville. Welcome back, everybody. With Joseph back at the studio producing and engineering, Isabel up here just shaking the devil out of this thing. I'm praying to goodness that it doesn't fall off the wall. Tom Cowles with you here. Happy to be along this evening. We were having a tremor, but it's nothing. It's okay. Both teams out of the court warming up, getting set to go to the second half. And, or go to the second game. And, you know what? How about I share the starters with you for these two ball clubs? First of all, for Rossville, under head coach Brandon McDonald. Rossville is going to be starting Jacoby McDonald. He's a 5'5" sophomore. Now pay attention to the sizes of these guys because I think this is probably going to become pertinent as the game goes on. Jacoby McDonald, 5'5" sophomore. You're going to have Jack Donovan. Jack is 5'11". He's a sophomore. You go to toward the middle and find Mason Jones, bringing good height in the side at 6'4". He's a junior. Kason Horak is a 5'10" junior. And rounding out the starting group is going to be Cameron Badura, a 6'2" junior. So you're going to have McDonald, Donovan, Jones, Horak, and Badura. For Atchison and head coach Pat Battle, the Phoenix will be starting tonight. You're going to recognize all these guys. Zara Hernandez, he's a 5'10" senior. You're going to have Jeter Purdy, a 6'4" senior. Trey Carter is going to get the start at 5'9", a senior. Jaden Carter will start, a 5'11", junior. And Eric Smith III, he's a 6'3" junior. So those are going to be the starting five for AHS The difference is when you go into the depth and into the teams, and as these teams work into the bench, Hutchinson, A, a lot more guys on the roster and a lot more guys sitting down there on the bench, and B, they've got some big guys to come into the game. For Rossville, they are suiting up just like the girls did, right? No, they're suiting up 11. They got six guys in warm-ups out there, so they are suiting up 11 tonight. Hey, we got a preview tomorrow, too. See, Benedictine and Ravens are at home. It is a 12 noon tip-off for the ladies' game and a 2 o'clock for the guys. And, yeah, 5'5". And much less than that. So here we go. The Benedictine ladies at noon. The Benedictine guys at 2 o'clock in the Nolan Gymnasium. It is a bring a toy and get an admission to the game. MRAP new toy. They're doing a nice little gift drive for the holidays. Something that they do each year is very, very nice. Also, it is going to be appreciation day for season ticket holders. They're going to have a special thing for them. So come on up to the Nolan, taking a couple of good basketball games, and help the Ravens as they continue to participate in a very positive way in the Atchison community. Atchison is going to be in their traveling colors, and they are we're going to call them gold, okay, with red and white lettering and trim. And for Rossville, it'll be the home white with red and just a little bit of black trim. So there you go. Starting lineups. Really nice crowd on hand here this evening. Atchison has traveled nicely for the first game of the year. And Rossville, if you've ever been to any of their events, whether it's football, basketball, anything, they do turn out for this. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back for the tip-off, boys. High school basketball right after this.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Dr. Stephen Walls is pleased to announce his retirement and the closure of his veterinary practice, Westside Veterinary Hospital, effective December 29th. Dr. Walls will always be remembered as a caring, thorough, and hardworking vet. He has literally cared for hundreds of animals over the last 29 years. Contact the clinic for your pet's records prior to closure. And coming soon, Westside Grooming and Boarding, run by Kim Woodson.
Good to have you back with us here in Rossville, Kansas. Atchison fans have traveled well, and it's not a terrible trip. Hour 20 or so, give or take a little bit, depending on traffic. So it's not a bad jaunt. Certainly no worse than many of the other conference games that the Phoenix will be playing this year. So we're set to go here and hope you enjoy it. Center circle to jump it off. It'll be Jeter Purdy for Atchison and Mason Jones for Rossville. The tip away. Phoenix will control it down. We're underway. Jaden will bring it up the floor. They'll swing it over to the left side to Jeter. So Boxy Mom comes out on top. It's going to be Trey with the basketball, kind of backing away. Remember, this is high school basketball. Tomorrow we're going to have a shot clock. Today we will not. So Some of these possessions will take a little while. Here's Zamar, cutter, shot up and good. So Zamar Hernandez will pick up the first couple of points in Atchison and breaks out on top 2-0, half a minute in. Rossville will have it on the left side to Jack Donovan. Back to the right side to Jacoby McDonald. Cutter off the block, and as the shot goes up, we've got an Atchison foul. That Pambly on Jeep, it'll be his first foul of the ball game. Coach Battles on his feet already, disagreeing with the officials. He says, he was standing there. He was not even moving. Fish said he had his arms out. He was going over the back of this guy, over the top of this guy. Free throw, airborne, no. And I can tell you right now that Coach Battles' biggest concern, not whether at the free throw line Cameron Badura hits one or two free throws, and by the way, he missed his first one, but the bigger issue is picking up a foul in the first minute of the game is not what he wants to see for Jeter. Second free throw is unsuccessful as well, and Atchison continues the lead 2-0. Now the upcourt pass by Carter is stolen away. The pass in the middle is going to be stolen back. Gets it to Zamar. He will go in and up and score. Hernandez with a couple of quick bunkers for the Phoenix. AHS goes up 4-0 at 7:17. The clock hasn't been running for a really long time now, by the way, just in case anybody's noticed. Now the pass in the middle is going to be knocked away by Hernandez. Now, it moved 1 second. Now we're at 7:16. So, yeah, we have not had clock running for quite some time. And now they get it back going again. Here we go. Rossville with the basketball. Over to the left, the lob into the big guy, a little crossover layup, up and in, and nicely done by Mason Jones. His first points of the game. And Atchison's lead is cut to 2. Back down court with it, here's Zamar. The shot goes up, and it's good. It is now 6-2, with 6:40 to play in the first quarter. Crossfield ball, top side, starting to drive in. It's going to be batted away. Carter picks it up, rolls across the floor, gets it away, gets it back. Jeter three, yes. Jeter Purdy from the outside. Atchison quickly explodes to a 9-2 lead at 6:20 to go in the first. Flying down the court, McDonald. Back off on top. Gets it to Donovan. He'll go three and miss it. Rebound underneath Jones in. It's going to go out of bounds. Off whom? It will be off Atchison. Touch last by Smith. We are not 2 minutes into the ballgame, and we've seen a lot of action as the Phoenix have exploded to an early 9-2 lead. Back out on top. Rossville around to the right side. Over to the edge is going to be Donovan. Back out on top. That's Horak. To McDonald. Donovan for three. Nope. Purdy with the rebound. Jeter takes it down the right side. Stutter steps into the lane. Goes in. Goes up. Offensive foul. Yeah. And Jeter Purdy, 2 fouls in the first 2:09. So he's jammed up a little bit early in the game, and I'm surprised that he is still out on the floor. Who's coach going to put in next? Well, we will look for Atchison, and it is going to be Daisy Kelly. Five and a half to go. Pass batted away, and Jeter knocks it away. Did he pick up a foul? Oh, no. Atchison's lucky that it wasn't the third foul before they could get Jeter out of the game. Instead, it's going to be a first foul, but I don't know against whom. There is no 13. And now they're trying to get the official to come over and fix this. Okay, they've stopped the game. They horn down the horn, bring the official over, and say, okay, who is the foul on? There is no 13. 5:37 to go in the opening quarter, 9-2. Phoenix out front. And now they say it's 13, all right. It's 13 Rossville, so it's on Cameron Badura. Rossville was said to put the ball in play, and then they suddenly realized this is a Rossville foul. And it'll be his first. Wow. Here's the pass inside. Batted away. Picked up by Zamar, whose three will miss. Jaden rebounds, and we have another foul called. This is going to roll up here and let us know it is on Jaden Carter. Foul number one for Jay Atchison, team foul three. 5:24 to go. And rolling along here in the opening quarter, James McDowell up the floor. A little skip pass over to the right side. Horak back out of top. It's going to be McDowell. Umpsted over to the left side. That's going to be Donovan. He'll go all the way to the baseline left. Atchison cuts him off. The feed into the lane. One-handed floating shot up. No good. Rebound underneath Atchison. Smith comes down with a basketball, and here comes AHS. Pass over to the left side. Jaden lobs it back out on top to Trey. Inside five to go. Underneath, wide open. Point-blank layup is missed. And now we're going to have an Atchison foul on the look for the rebound, and that is going to be on Smith. It'll be his first. So Atchison missing a golden opportunity on a wide open follow shot. Instead, at 4:50 to go in the opening quarter, Rossville has the basketball, but they trail the Phoenix at 9-2. Rossville at home to begin the season. They'll drive to the left side. There's going to be an offensive foul on the other end. And that is going to be the second foul by Cameron Badura. So Badura will have two. 14 fouls Atchison, 2 fouls Rossville. And each team already has a player with two personal fouls. AHS up the floor, the feet in the middle, one-hand hook shot up and good. Smith will have his first point of the ball game, and it is 11-2. And as the drive to the baseline starts, we're going to have a foul on Kelly. So Kelly will have his first foul of the game, and Atchison now with their fifth team foul. Ebb and flow of the game just has not been particularly good. Again, it's that first quarter of the first game. You kind of got to expect a little bit of that as a free throw is up and good for Rossville. Morak will hit the first one, and he will hit the second one. And right there, the first time in history you've seen a team playing in a game with Atchison. It was Rossville who went to the free throw line after the fifth foul and shot two. Atchison with five team fouls. Rossville already with four, and we're at 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter, midpoint of the first. 11-4, Atchison. Phoenix with the ball. Here's Zamar with it. Swings it over to the left side to Jay-Z. Zamar with it. Cups back to the right side of the lane. Dumps it back into the corner. Trey launches three. Off the rim. No rebound. Save down Smith. Pass out on top. Stolen. Here comes McDonald. He'll cut into the lane. Weave all the way over to the right side. Lob it back off on top. That's a long three, and it is perfect. Jack Donovan for three. And it's 11-7 as Rossville battles back. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Carter jumps it over. Hernandez shoots. New rebound. Rossville. Here they come. Dogs down the floor. Driving in. Losing the handle. Picking it back up off the dribble. Skip pass comes off on top. Jones will handle it. Goes three. And another three. Donovan is good. Back-to-back three-point shots. Jack Donovan. It is a one-point game. 11-10. 3 minutes still in the opening quarter. Swing it over to the left side. AHS down to the baseline. Three-point shot. Airborne. Kelly, no good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Trey. Underneath it goes to Smith. Good. Give Trey the assist. Give Eric the two. It is 13-10, Atchison. Jogi coming to the scorer's table as the jump shot won't go for the Dogs. Rebounding it down is Zamar. Hernandez, 8-foot shot. New. Rebound Smith, yes. Eric Smith going up with the follow. Right back to the 5-point advantage at 15-10 goes Atchison. 2:22 to play in the first quarter. Cutting over to the baseline left, little follow-away shot is up and off the mark. Smith will rebound it down. Atchison, long outlet pass anticipated, stolen by Horak. You think he was playing that defensive spot on the football team. He'll toe in with the steal with the bucket. Horak has four. 15-12. We got some offense here. Running shot, no. Follow shot. Wait a minute. That follow shot will not count. There's a foul. Visiting. They are not allowing the substitution. Yogi wants to come in, but they are not letting him in. Now, after the call is made, it is the second foul of the game by Eric Smith, and he's out, and Yogi comes in. Two fouls, Jeter, two fouls, Eric Smith. And a minute 50 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison leading it by one possession, 15-12. Rossville with the basketball. They have trailed in this game by as many as nine and have battled back. Pass comes topside, another really long three. Halfway down is out, no good. This time the board pulled down by Jaden Carter. Pass up the floor. Horak is going to slap it away into the crowd on the far side. It'll go out of bounds, and Atchison will have it back in. We're at a minute 29 to go in the opening quarter in Rossville, Kansas, 15-12. AHS in front. Phoenix bring the ball in. Topside Trey. Carter works his way to the right side and having a conversation with Hernandez. Swings it over to Zamon elbow. Asks Jay-Z to flash top. He does. Back over the left. The lob across. The pass in the middle of Jaden. Now they go Yogi, but it's going to be taken away by Horak with another steal. Here comes Rossville. A three. Wind to the left side. Long rebound. Pull down Jay-Z Kelly. Atchison back up the floor. Back-to-back missed three-point shots by Jack Donovan, but both were close. And now Jack will come down with a missed shot by Jaden Kelly. And a rebound cleared away by Rossville and an Atchison foul in the melee. The foul is going to be on Samar Hernandez. It is his first. But again, a player control foul? Is that what they're going to call it? No. They're going to shoot free throws. 50 seconds to play in the first quarter. And to the other end of the floor we go. Coach Battle is absolutely just livid out of the floor right now. He is having a bit of a problem with the game. At the free throw line for Rossville is going to be Jack Donovan. Jack has shot the ball extremely well tonight. Has hit a couple of threes, but this free throw is not good. And one more free throw coming up for Jack Donovan. Donovan, 5'11", sophomore, hits the second, his seventh point of the game. 15-13, Atchison by a pair with only 45 seconds left opening half. Way out top side. Atchison just kind of seesaw dribbling is training fully. Both feet in the center circle. Just letting the time go. 29-28. We'll see how much patience either of these teams has. They can do this. Carter top side. 20 seconds. 19. Continues to dribble the ball. 15. Continues to dribble the ball. 12. Just standing up top now at 10. It goes to the left. Zamar. Here comes to Trey at 5. Trey cuts into the lane. Pulls up from 13. Not close. Rebound. Pull back down. Rossville. That is the end of the opening quarter. So Atchison burns down the last 40 seconds and does not get a point. And we have a timeout on the floor. After one quarter in Rossville, it's the Phoenix 15, Bulldogs 13.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. for the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Okay, well, the fans for both of these teams have had a lot to cheer about in the opening half, and we've got a very close, very exciting game here tonight in Rossville, Kansas. Very happy to have you along with us to join us and share this contest. We're underway in the second quarter. Rossville puts it in play, and we're back at it. Up over the ball and into the forecourt goes James McDonald, a 5'5" sophomore point guard. McDonald gets it now over to Jack Donovan. He's been the hot hand. The feed to their lone big guy. Kicks it outside. Three-point shot way short. Yogi rebounds it down and probably got fouled in the process. He did. The foul for Rossville by number, is that 22?
Yeah.
And it's going to be St. Mildren. Now, if you're here in the gym and you're listening to the broadcast, I'm going to just give you the heads up. I was quite some time at the scores table getting the numbers correct because it is not accurate.
Jay-Z
Jay-Z Kelly hitting a three-point shot for Atchison. It goes to 18-13. And AHS coming up with a steal on the other end of the floor. The feed underneath. The shot off the window and good. And Jay-Z quickly 5 second quarter points. His first point of the game. 20-13. Atchison in front. Back down, Rossville. Over to the left side with it is going to be Donovan. Trapped in the corner, and the ball's going to be knocked away. Jeter comes down with it. A big collision, and Purdy is going to pick up the foul. Or not Jeter, but Yogi comes down. Yogi's a big guy. Here's the thing. If you're going to have a collision, you just can't hide it. And they're going to say it's not on Yogi. But it's going to be not on 33, it's on 3, and that's Rossville's Jack Donovan. Well, how about that? Big break for Atchison. So Yogi does not pick up the foul. Donovan does. It'll be his first. Here comes Atchison High School, 20-13. Over to the left side of the ball. It's going to be batted out of the hands of Jay-Z Kelly. It's stolen away by the dog. Rossville's going to bring it back the other way. 6.5 to go in the opening half. AHS with a 7-point lead at 20-13. Backing into the lane, working in, twisting, turning, shot up the window and missed it. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Jeter. So Jeter and Yogi both out of the floor right now. Over to the right side, look away pass. Jeter shoots and gets two. Jeter Purdy with 5 in the game now, and it's 22-13. And for the second time tonight, Atchison has a 9-point lead. We're at 6 minutes to go in the opening half here in Rossville. Johnson will drive into the lane. They try to feed inside, and we're going to get an offensive foul. Yogi stands his ground, contact in the middle, and that will be foul number 1 for Rossville's Tayson Horak. So Tayson, the 5'10" Dogs, will have foul number 1. And this is another real important little fact. That is team foul 3 for Rossville. Atchison has no second quarter fouls. And we're still 5:40 to go. Here's Purdy for 3, and Cedar's shot is up at about a foot short of the rim. Hits the floor on the fly, bounces out of bounds. And now Cedar will again exit the game as Atchison puts Eric Smith back in, the 6'3" junior. 5.5 to go in the first half, 22-13. Atchison in front. Rossville up court with it, McDonald. So the left-hand dribble goes to the left side. Working against Trey Carter. They'll go between the circles. Now the lob into the lane, and there's Yogi picking up a foul, and he knows it. He just kind of bodied up really, really close against St. Mildren. Now, St. Mildren brings some size into the game for Rossville also because the junior is 6'4". Yogi, foul number 1. Here's a baseline jump shot. Up, no good. Purdy coming out with a rebound. And we've got the official stopping play because Yogi's jersey is untucked. See, this is one of the, I'm sure, the coaching or the officiating points of emphasis this year. The shirt tail must be tough. And so they stop the game. He takes care of it. Looks really nice. And here we go off the floor. 5 minutes to go in the half. Jaden Carter for three. Nope. And a rebound and a foul. And this is going to be foul number two on Rossville's Jack Donovan. 5 minutes to play in the half. And sometimes it's kind of a bang-bang play in the middle. We almost have to just wait and see against whom they're going to call it. Jump shot is up for Yogi. Won't drop in. Rebounding it down is going to be Rossville. 22-13. Atchison up 9. Now we've got lots of contact on top. No foul called. And again, reaching in, lots of contact. And finally, we're going to get a blocking foul. Now it's going to be on Yogi. Oh, they're going to call a travel. Yogi comes up. Look at the huge grin he's got. He fell over backward. And I think it was very certain that that foul was on him. 4 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the first half. On the court for Atchison, looks like Jamar Hernandez and Trey Carter, Jaden Carter, Yogi Purdy, and Eric Smith III. Those are the Phoenix Five. Yogi has it. Wanted to give and go to Jamar, but couldn't. Now the shot goes up, won't go in. Jamar's on the floor. Four players are on the floor. And finally, we get a whistle by the official. And here's what Atchison won't do. I'm going to tell you right now, what they won't do, give up on the ball. Ball's on the floor, it's like throwing a sandwich in front of a hungry dog. They are going on it, and they're going to stay after it, and they hustle, and they are relentless, and we did a good job of getting the ball tied up down there. 4:23 to play in the half, and by tying it up, it'll be Atchison basketball as they'll have it back in with the alternate possession. Here comes in Trey, topside, Jaden. Tries to get back door to Jeter, but a defender got a hand on it. Now going in, the layup is up and too soft. The follow shot is up and a player on the floor, and we're going to have a couple of free throws for Rossville. The foul is going to be the third on Smith. So we talk about Rossville, the fact that they've got 11 athletes suited up, but I'm looking down at the Atchison bench, and I'm seeing 11 guys suited up, six on the bench. And first free throw here is up and good. I can count to six. One more shot coming here for Mason Jones. On his way, gets it. So Jones will have his fourth point of the ball game. And here comes Atchison. 22-15 AHS. Halfway through quarter number two. Jaden has it over to Trey. Little left-hand dribble, starts into the lane, backs away, pulls up, feet on the three-point line, so it's going to be a long two. Won't drop, rebound Jamar. He's behind the three. This would be good, and it is. Jamar from outside. His first three of the game, his seventh point. 25-15, Atchison's largest lead of the evening. They're up 10. 3.5 to go first half. Here's Badura. Drives and misses the layup. And for Rossville, that's been a real issue here tonight. They have had some interior shots, some good looks, some close looks, and couldn't knock them down. Here's Jeter for three. Going to come up short. Rebounding it back down. Rossville. Into the forecourt, they'll come down the right side. Donovan, the super long three. I mean, that is way long. And rebound out of play off the miss. Probably would have behooved Donovan to take a dribble or two and get closer to the three-point arc. As with 3:10 to play in the half, Atchison back in control of the basketball, allegedly in front 25-15. You got to also understand, these are high school circles, okay? These are not long three-point shots. As you're very well aware, the top of the key in the three-point shot is 19-9. Okay, not like to the college game. So, Here we go. Missed shot. Atchison back again up over the basketball. That wasn't over back. I didn't think he'd ever established a forecourt. But they will call the Dogs over and back. And a 2:43 to go in the half. Got to come back in to Atchison. McDonald will return to the floor for Rossville. For Atchison, it's going to be Trey, Jaden, DeMar, Jeter, and Jay-Z. 2.5 to go. Some follow-away shot. Trey, short. Rebound, Rossville. Mason Jones sweeps it down. McDonald up with it. Jones, top of the key. Right block. Back it in. Back it in. Turning, shooting. Off the rim. Can't hit again. That 5-6-foot shot has eluded him all night. And here's Jeter. He crosses over to a getaway from the defender and puts it in. He's got 7. 27-15. Rossville is in trouble. And it's a drive down to the baseline by the Dogs. And the shot misses from Cameron Badura. A foul is called on Atchison. 2:04 to go in the half. That is going to be the second foul by Jaden. And Rossville coming to the line. Cameron Badura. He's 0-for-2 at the line tonight. Has no points this evening. A much better player than that. We'll see if he's able to correct that here, but he doesn't. One more free throw coming up. 2:04 to go in the quarter. Going to take Jaden Carter out of the game with that second foul. And Yogi Purdy's back in. This free throw. There it is. So Badura hits the free throw. 27-16. We're inside 2 now to play in the half. Play the end of the first half. Atchison again is going to kind of ice this basketball a little bit. Bring it out on top. Rossville in the zone. Here's a baseline three from the left side. Rattles home. And a first point for Trey Carter tonight. Coming with 1.5 to go in the half. It is now 30-16. And we're going to have a foul on DeMar as he comes way up high in an attempt to steal the basketball. So for Atchison, there have been some fouls. 3 on Smith. 2 on Jaden Carter, 2 on Jeter Purdy, 2 on DeMar Hernandez, 1 on Yogi. And we're going to get a timeout. That's what's going to decide what lineup they're going to go with for the last 1.5 of the half. Timeout of the floor, Joseph, 1. 30 to go before intermission. It is Atchison 30, Rossville 16.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Ravens basketball tomorrow, but we got a great second half of boys high school basketball coming up here. Ladies game, the first one of the night. And Rossville comes away with the win in that one. 1.5 before halftime of the guys game, and AHS, who had seen a 9-point lead trimmed to 2, has pushed back up and now leads 30-16. Rossville basketball. And over to the side of it is going to be McDonald. For Rossville, they've gotten some good shots that just have not fallen in. Now they're going to drive down the side and put that one up and in. That was a nice shot by Badura. And now we've got 2 Atchison players nose-to-nose with the official down to the baseline, and I'm not sure what that is all about. It is 30-18. And Atchison walking it up the floor. And now they've stopped the game. And now the officials coming up. And Rossville's coach is very agitated. Head coach Brandon McDonald. And the official comes up and explains to him what had transpired. And we're back to play. How about that? Into the forecourt with it. And here again is Jaden playing catch with Jay-Z. And Atchison's going to end the second quarter like they did the first by running the last minute off the clock, just standing up topside. Rossville is going to be settling into their zone. Now you got Coach McDonald telling his guys, you know what, step out a little bit. Atchison wants to see that daylight. They want to have some room to drive. Here's Purdy with the top left. He will cut in, goes baseline. The baseline three is up and good. So the bucket from deep in the corner for Atchison. And back around to the left side. Rossville will feed across the lane. It's going to get away, get out of bounds. And here comes the Atchison offense. That's who I thought it was. Thirteen seconds left. Rolling down to the end of the half. 9 seconds, eight. Trey with six. Goes left side. Jeter just going to throw one. No. Rebound Yogi. Fires it at the buzzer. Not close. We're at halftime. We'll be back at Sunrise, the opening half for you here at Rossville. The team taking a break. It is Atchison 32, Rossville 18.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this. Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Well, after a really, really close opening quarter that saw Atchison lead by two, the second quarter was very lopsided. Atchison outscoring Rossville 17-5, and they go into the locker room of 14 points. Quick recap of the scoring for you. First of all, for Rossville, pacing away, Jack Donovan with 7-4 apiece for Jones and Horak at a three-point half for Badura. For Atchison, 7 each. Samar Hernandez and Jeter Purdy. Half a dozen for Eric Smith. 5. Jay-Z Kelly. 3 each then. Trey Carter and Hosiah Thompson. Now, here's the thing. Fouls. For Rossville, 2 guys with 2 apiece. Donovan and Badura. For Atchison, you've got Smith with 3. Then with 2 fouls, it's Samar Hernandez and Jeter Purdy and Jaden Carter. We've also got Yogi with a foul. Jay-Z with a foul. So Atchison has had a lot of fouls called in that first half. Going to have to be careful as they go into the second. We'll be back with that second half as well. But right now, halftime score Rossville. It is the Phoenix 32, the Dogs 18. We'll be back with a second, but right now, kicking it back to Joseph. It is halftime.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We've got high school basketball in action. We will be returning to the Atchison High Phoenix on the road, taking on the Rossville Dogs in just a couple of moments. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you tomorrow as the Ravens will be playing host to Culver Stockton. Join us at high noon for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. Also, we have an interesting program note. We have the Atchison Lighted Parade at 5:30 in the evening. Neil will be going live right around 5:30 for the continuation of the Atchison tradition of the Lighted Parade in through downtown Atchison. Join us tomorrow evening at 5:30 p.m. Coming up on Tuesday, we've got Atchison High at Tonganoxie for a set of basketball games. The girls will take to the court right around 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime around 7:30 or so. Thursday brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs from the Care Country Studios and airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. Friday, we return to high school basketball on the airwaves as we've got Donovan West at ACCHS. Scheduled times are 6 p.m. for the girls' game, 7:30 or so for the boys, but be aware, ACCHS sometimes runs just a little bit slow. We're going to take a real quick break, and I'll be back with the few scores as I have them.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre, with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Taking a look around the area, we have some finals in girls basketball to report. It was Hanover over Thayer Central with a final score of Hanover 60, Thayer Central 38. Nemaha Central topped Centralia with a final score of Nemaha Central 40 to Centralia's 33. Valley Heights and Riley County came down to the wire. Valley Heights took home the win at 47 points to Riley County's 45. In the Frankfort-Pawnee City game, it was Frankfort 61 to Pawnee City's 14. JCN and Pleasant Ridge girls basketball was very tight as well, with 31 points for JCN and the victory over Pleasant Ridge's 36. In the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had Rossville taking the Lady Phoenix by a final score of Rossville 62, Lady Phoenix 17. In the game that we had, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, that was not the final for that game. It was final Rossville 71, Atchison High 20. Right now, we've got one score to report in boys basketball besides our own. At the first end of the first, it was Centralia and Nemaha Central all tied up at 15. And in this game, we've got Atchison High at 32 points, Rossville 18. We'll be going back to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 27. West winds at around 5 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, high of 41, cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 29, overcast skies. Highs level off around 46 Sunday under mainly cloudy skies. 49 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
And we enjoy bringing to you high school basketball this evening here on Care Radio as we get set to go to the second half of the boys' game. The Phoenix enjoy a 32-18 lead over the home team here in Rossville. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our news guy, sports guy, weather guy. I mean, he covers the bases, man. Joseph, thank you for doing all that stuff back in the Care Studios. We appreciate you. Tom Kautz with you here courtside. Izzy's here just to make sure it all goes right. Somebody's got to. It's going all right for Atchison. Not so much in the first quarter where they led after one quarter by a point at 15-13, but they go to the second half now in front by a 14-point margin at 32-18. It equals their largest advantage of the game, and the ball comes in, and quickly the shot goes up. No good for Rossville. Atchison with a rebound to the other end of the floor. Jeter for two. Good. Jeter Purdy has his ninth point of the game, and he is now tied for high-scoring honors with Zamar. And now Atchison's up-court pass after the rebound slapped away and lost out of bounds. 34-18, Phoenix in front. Half a minute into the second half. Here comes Trey Carter. Slides over to the left side, holds up the dribble, goes baseline to Mark, crosses over, gets it Jaden, top side. Here comes again to Trey. Here's Purdy, three, and good. Three-point shot, Jeter. He's come out of the gates fast. 5 points in less than a minute of the second half and has a dozen now. 37-18. Atchison beginning to open up that big lead. Here's a baseline jump shot. Turnaround nicely done for Rossville and Donovan. 37-20. And the Atchison shot won't go down for Smith. Here comes Rossville. 37-20, Phoenix in front at 6:40 to go. Third quarter. Dogs work left side. Nice interior move. Bit of a head fake, and the follow shot is going to be up and in. Nice head fake by St. Mildren, who is now playing and began the second half. Came in late in the second quarter. Obviously, he's earned a little PT, and part of that due, as we talked about at the point, to the fact that he's 6'4". He's a big guy and provides some presence in the middle. Now Atchison, the left-hand layup is up and good for the 8 point of the game for Eric Smith. 39-22. Atchison, again up some 17. The ball's going to be stripped away. Could not be saved by Trey, and we have a foul call. The whistle's going to be on Horak, and Tayson will have his first personal foul. It'll be foul number one of the third quarter by either team, and we're a couple of minutes into the third. 6 minutes to go. 39-22. Atchison gets to the forecourt, swings it right, nothing there. Back to the top. Left side of the lane. Turnaround shot. Jeter, two more. Jeter Purdy has seven in the quarter. He had seven in the first half. Already seven, 2.5 minutes into the second half. 41-22. At the baseline, three defenders collapse down. And St. Mildred tries to get away with a shot. Can't, got fouled, and we're going to call a foul. Good, they're going to have it against, and it is going to be the third foul on Jaden Carter. First foul of the second half for AHS. Does Jaden stay in, or does Jaden come out? Jaden's got that little sideways look going over at Coach Pat Battle. He's like, Coach, man, are you taking me out? Coach, apparently he's not. There's nobody at the scorer's table. The first free throw runs around, no good. But he does call Jaden over, and I'm sure he's saying, okay, just relax a little bit. You don't have to be quite that aggressive. It's going to be okay. We don't want you fouling out of the game tonight. Get you and keep you in that game. We need your PT. Second free throw also unsuccessful. Atchison coming down with a rebound. Here's Purdy for three. That one does not fall in. And a rebound swept away by Rossville and Donovan. Jack has the ball stolen away by Zamar. He just timed his attack on the ball, knocked it away, and now it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be back to Rossville. 5 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the reasonably rapidly moving third quarter. St. Mildred out of the ball game for Coach McDonald, and back at the lineup will be Cameron Badura. 41-22. Atchison with a pretty commanding lead here. Ball's going to be knocked away at the baseline by Jaden Kelly. Dogs will have it in beneath their own goal. Donovan inbound it. Looks in. Brings it to the block. The shot off the window and in. That was big concentration by Jones as he will collect his 6 point of the evening, 41-24. Right side jump shot, up and good for Smith. Major. Jeter Purdy is just absolutely throwing him down. Here's a three way outside. It's up and good for Rossville. Tayson Horak, 43-27. And a three on the other end. Jeter again. Okay. Jeter has seven at halftime. He has got 12 already in this quarter. 4:19 to go. Another three, Horak. That's coming up short. And it's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to be Atchison basketball. So less than halfway through the third quarter, Jeter has 12 third quarter points. Two threes, three twos. And now we have the officials stopping play for a moment. Not sure that they're making anybody tuck a shirt tail in this time. Not sure really why they have delayed the game a little bit. But here they come. The Phoenix with the basketball and in the forecourt, Carter has it taken away from him. Just stripped. Now in and up, and the driving layup missed. Offensive rebound. Pass on top. Three-pointer. Air ball. Rebound. Pulled down by the Dogs. Are going to say he went out of bounds. So a tremendous steal by Rossville for nothing as they were just not able to capitalize on the other end of the floor. And back up with the Wacoma Atchison. Phoenix continue to enjoy the 19-point lead at 3:45 to go. Trey dribbles out of the basketball, gets it back to Jaden, whose long shot comes up off the mark. And reaching for the rebound. That is going to be foul number three on Zimar Hernandez. Jamar will have foul number three, and Atchison will have only its second foul of the second half. And even less than that, Rossville has only got one foul in this quarter. We're 3.5 to go in the third. The pass inside, bad way, and Jamar got another one? Yeah, he did. So Zimar Hernandez picks up foul number four. And he's got to be careful as he's a little upset walking off the floor. And here's where, as an official, okay, officials have got to have a lot of skills. They've got to understand the game. They've got to know the rules. You know what else officials have got to have? No hearing. You just don't want to listen too closely if you're an official. And this experienced group did a nice job of handling that. Atchison coming up the floor. Shot's got to be blocked. Jeter has it knocked away from him. Here comes Rossville. Now it's getting a little wild, a little angry out of the floor. Cross-court pass for Smith, and we're going to get a timeout. That was a smart timeout right there. Joseph, let's take it. We're at 3:09 to go in the third quarter. It is all Phoenix and Rossville. Atchison, 46. Dogs, 27.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Minutes and 9 seconds ago in the third quarter of tonight's Kines game, 46-27, AHS in front. Addison out of the Meadowlark Conference. And for the Phoenix, J.C. Kelly returned to the floor. Zamar goes out with those four fouls. Here's Jeter with the left side, backs in, rotates, turn, shoots, no. We're going to have a foul, little contact, probably on Smith, no. Going to be the other way. It's going to be on Rossville. It's going to be on St. Mildred, who had just come back into the game. Frank, I had not even realized he'd returned coming out of that timeout. So for St. Mildred, couple of fouls. Team foul two for Rossville in the second half. Jeter's first free throw will come up a little bit short. Again, 12 third-quarter points, Jeter Purdy, 19 in the game. He's going for his 20th point of the night. And it rolls around, and he got it. 47-27. Atchison by 20, their largest lead today. Rossville working in front of their bench, going from left to right across your dial here in the second half. Goes right side, St. Mildred. Mildred will kick it back into the middle, and the pass a little bit high. He's able to recover it, and did we get a foul? A little contact, quite a little contact, but that doesn't necessarily mean we're getting a foul called. And this is going to be on, is that Jaden? Four, and that will be number four's number four. So Jaden Carter and Zamar, each with four personal fouls for Atchison. 2.5 to go, quarter number three. 47-27, though, Phoenix with a commanding lead. Into the lane is blocking foul called on Yogi. Here's the deal. Yogi had a great idea. He slid over. He just kind of got in front. It was kind of a bang-bang play. It'll be foul number two on Yogi Purdy. And Atchison has now committed their fifth foul of the quarter. At the free throw line, Rossville. Shot is up and good. Cameron Badura. Not a great free throw shooter. Missed his first three tonight, then hit his fourth. Put the first one up and in. One more shot. Keep it up here. Second one. Yeah, he'll get them both. 2:31 to go. 47-29. Right side, Trey Carter. Accelerates. Goes all the way to the baseline. Feeds back into the middle. And the ball batted around, rolling. And Atchison's going to pick it up. Or rather, Roscoe picked it up. The turn, the shot, no. Rebound on the floor, out of bounds. Going to be Roscoe basketball. So the Dogs will have it in with 2:07 to go in the third quarter beneath their own goal. Atchison in front, 47-29. They're going to switch off the inbound play. They're going to put 5'5" sophomore Jacoby McDonald back there to do the inbound work. He's looking. He wants a cutter. He wants somebody in the lane. Can't find him. Brings it back outside instead to St. Mildred. Now the long pass off on top. Again, you've got to understand, with no shot clock, these guys can take all the time they need to get the ball where they want it to be. St. Mildred backing in. Guarded closely. And they're going to call Yogi for a foul. Yogi was guarding pretty closely. What he was doing, it wasn't with the arm tip, it was with the body. He was leaning in and bumping. They're going to call Yogi for foul number three. So for Atchison, 4 on Samar Hernandez, 4 on Jaden Carter, 3 on Eric Smith, now 3 on Yogi Purdy. Jeter has 2. Coach Pat is still rather unhappy. And we're at a minute 50 to go in the third quarter. St. Mildred back at the line. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Now 0 for 3. At the free throw line. So, give them opportunities to reduce the Atchison lead. Crossville has not been able to capitalize like they would have wanted to. One more shot. Spins it up and can't hit it either. Rebound. AHS. Trey Carter brings up. Dribbling with the right hand, directing traffic with the left. They're just going to pull up a throw down to 3. He said, all right, here's what we'll do. We'll just put 3 points on the board. 50-29. Minute and a half to go. Atchison by 21. St. Mildred loses the handle. Brings it back. They'll cut right side. 3 defenders come in. Yogi flops down. Neither a block nor a charge. And coming the other way with it, Atchison. Carter goes coast to coast and in traffic. He will go in. Wait, that is an argument between officials. One called a charge, one called a block. Let's see who we're going to have here. So let's just see what they decide. All the guys are getting together down here. Minute 8 to play, third quarter. Coach Battle talking to one of the officials. The other two officials are talking among themselves on the floor. Now they're talking to an Atchison player. And not sure what the conversation could possibly be out there. With 1:08 to go, and now we're going to get a timeout taken. All right, they're going to try to figure this all out. We're going to have an offensive foul called on Atchison, and we're going to take a TO. What do you say, Joseph? We're down to 1:08 to go. We're in the third quarter in Rossville. Atchison 50, Dogs 29.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msconews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock, then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online anytime around the clock at msconews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msconews.net.
All right, the officials have kind of sorted this out. They say what happened is we got an offensive foul. Trey Carter. It'll be his first. And since it was player control foul, there will not be free throw shot. Atchison took the timeout to kind of get everybody back on the same page. Trey is still upset. I think Coach Battle is still a little upset. And through it all, the ball's going to be put in play. And here comes Rossville. But Rossville's got a huge, not a hill to climb. They got a mountain to climb. It's like going up the bar trail, right? They're down 50-29. Less than a minute to go in the third quarter. Shot goes up and it misses. And a rebound is going to be pulled down. They do a good job of bouncing the ball out of bounds off a Rossville player. It is going to still be Hutchinson's basketball. Now Rossville's going to put a little pressure on the inbound. They bring it into Jaden. Carter says, y'all go down before. I've got this. And he does. A crossover dribble between the feet, accelerates, goes into the lane, stops, loses his footing, and travels with the ball. He hit the brakes. A defender was in front of him. He didn't want to charge in again, so he hits the brakes to stop. Feet shot right out from underneath him. So he will be called for the travel to back up with it become Rossville. Half a minute to go in the third quarter, 50-29. Rossville's McDonald comes up. Goes all the way in. A little behind the back pass. St. Mildred, yes, for two. That was a cute little pass. Behind the back on the cut across the lane. Here's a shot for three for Atchison on the other end. And J.C. Kelly has a 53-31. 7 seconds to go in the third. Five. Rossville with the ball in the corner. The shot at the buzzer. In, out, no. Three quarters in the book. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up in Rossville. Phoenix, 53. Dobbs, 31.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking. But we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Dance teams are out of the floor, entertaining the crowd as we're in the transition, going to the fourth quarter. Rossville, well, they had 13 in the first quarter. They had only 5 in the second quarter. They got that put them behind. They scored 13 again in this quarter, okay? So 13 or so for Rossville a quarter. The last quarter, Jeter Purdy had 13 all by himself. Jeter with 20 points now, leads all scorers in the ball game. The only player on either team to be in double-figure scoring. Zamar has 9, 8 apiece for Smith and J.Z. Kelly, 6 for Trey Carter and Josiah Thompson with 2. They had that 3 over the corner. That was a 3. That was really a 2-point shot. They gave him 2. I checked on the scorebook. Rossville is led by Jack Donovan with 9. It was 7 so far for Tayson Horak, half a dozen for Jones, 5 for Badura, and 4 for St. Mildred. A minute. 7 minutes, 7:43 to go. Atchison will have the ball in play here on the near side. Jaden brings it in. J.C. takes it left. Stops above the circle. Look away pass into the lane. The shot off the window is going to be up and good. If Atchison gets that kind of transition, smooth ball handling and good shooting, they're going to be a handful for everybody this year. Now, as the ball comes down to the baseline, I think they're going to call Jaden for a little bump. And we'll see what he says. Yeah. Or rather, Trey. Trey Carter will be called for a little bump. It'll be his second foul. Atchison has not had anybody foul out of the game, but they got some guys in trouble. As we're 7:27 to go in the game. Inside it goes. The runner is up and in. And Cameron Badura has 7. It is 55-33. Trey Carter has the ball knocked out of his hand. he complains to the fish. He said, no foul. And fish still doesn't respond. And so up the court with it. Look, come Roscoe. There's another one of those long threes. That was well short. Rebound is going to be tipped back into play. They're going to say no, it's out of bounds. Horak just didn't get as much loft on that shot. And we are exactly 7 minutes to play. Roscoe's going to apply full court pressure on the Anderson inbound from deep in the backcourt. 55-33, feeding south front. Alley-oop underneath to Yogi. And as it's blocked to the floor, he will be fouled. Yogi Purdy coming to the free throw line. This is going to be on Rossville's Badura. That is his third foul. He is the first Rossville player to pick up a third foul tonight. Each team has one fourth quarter foul. A little over a minute in. At the line, Yogi's first free throw. Not going to go. Started in and then kind of rattled around and kicked out. Yogi Purdy is the only Phoenix player who's been on the floor tonight without a point yet. Looking for his first point this evening. Second one. And he's gotten it. Now, Coach Battle has decided that with 6:51 to go in the ballgame, it's the appropriate time to bring Jaden Carter back into the game with four fouls and Samar Hernandez back into the game with four fouls. As AHS leads 56-33. Their largest lead of the game, now up 23. We'll see. They're able to stay out of trouble. And here's a foul inside, and this one is going to be the fourth, I think, on Smith. It is. So out of the fourth for Atchison, Eric Smith, 4, Jaden Carter, 4, Samar Hernandez, 4 fouls. And we still got 6:38 to go. That's kind of a bit of time. The free throw is up and in. For Rossville, Mason Jones, 7th point of the game. Now Smith will come out for Yogi. Jeter Purdy, Yogi Purdy, Jaden Carter, Trey Carter, and Zamar Hernandez. Second free throw. Off the mark, rebound, Atchison. 6.5 to play. Into the lane, Trey, little runner, and they're going to call a block. As the official comes over, the foul is on Jacoby McDonald. Jacoby, the 5'5" sophomore point guard, going to be calling for that foul. 6:31 to go in the game, and we'll see if there's anybody not shot, being shot. Here's Jaden, has the ball stripped out of his hand. Is that going to be a foul? I don't see anybody coming over to the scorer's table. Just going to be stripped away and knocked out of bounds. And Atchison putting it back in. 6.5 to go. Right side, the shot for Trey is up and short. Rossville rebounds. Up the floor. McDonald goes all the way to the left side, takes it deep into the left corner with 6:15 to go in the game. 56-34, Atchison well out in front. McDonald tries to throw in the middle of the big guy. He wasn't ready for it. Now the kick on top, three's up. Wow, what a shot from way outside, Jack Donovan. His third three tonight. And it is 56-37, the shot down to the base. Under a push, and there's a huge shove in the back. There's a little rumble. The officials are coming in. They're trying to break the players up. Now other players are trying to help. And now the coaches for Atchison have raced out on the floor. They're hugging their ball players and helping them off the floor. The crowd coming to his feet. The Atchison players are standing up and they are applauding. And it's taken a sour turn. And now, a voice of reason comes out as A.D. Lukenhoff is coming over, and he's a quick calming force to all of these people. 5:50 to go in the game. 56-37. Now the officials out there, what they're deciding is how much is fouls, how serious was it, how much is ejections. There are sheriff's deputies out in the hallway, as there always are at the games. They have now come into the gymnasium, kind of standing in the doorway. They're not like way out on the floor. They're just kind of being here. And we'll see what happens. The trio of officials continues to mediate out in the center of the court. And let's see what their determination has been. See how much of this I can make out here. Watch this if you wouldn't help me. One official's going over to each head coach. One's coming to the scores table to explain to the official book what's happening. Coach Battle's nodding his head. I don't know if in affirmation or if in understanding. Possibly in both. Kind of a rough start, game one of the year. Now Coach Battle's up at the scorer's table with all three officials. And again, we're just waiting to kind of see of how this shakes out. Joseph, I would have taken a break, but I don't know how long this is going to take. So I think we're kind of getting it down here. 5:53 to play in the game. And again, we're back over to the scorer's table trying to decide what's going to happen. Public address, guys. So there was a technical foul was assessed. I do not believe there was any. They never mentioned anything about any ejection. So there was not that. Free throws are being taken here by Rossville. And got that done. It is now 56-39. And it is going to be Rossville basketball. 5:50 to go. Inbound. The ball is going to be stolen by Atchison. The feet underneath and Teeter for two. Purdy has his 22nd point of the game. 5 minutes and 40 to go. Rossville comes up the floor. Here's a running three. Rolls out. No. Offensive board. Followed up and tipped up over the top of the backboard. And now, Coach McDonald says the defender tipped it up, and he did, and it went over the backboard. But they're going to say it goes over the backboard, so it's going to go to Atchison. Tough break for Rossville, not going to affect the outcome of this game. It is 58-39 with 5.5 to go. Tamar Hernandez down the floor with it. Works his way to the right side, cuts back into the lane, has the ball stripped out of his hands. It's going to be picked up by Rossville. Rossville coming up the floor. Now it's going to be sipped away again by Jeter. It's kicked out of bounds. Off whose foot does it go? And now it's players from Rossville yell at the official. He looks over at him and says, no. Not listening to all of that. 5:16 to play. 58-39. Atchison in front. It'll be Atchison basketball. They're going to say it's off the toe of one of the Rossville players. It'll come in to Zamar Hernandez. Right now, Jaden has stepped out of the game, and Zamar's in at the one. Now the ball's going to be stripped away from Jeter. Up the floor, dishing right. Jump shot good for two. Give that bucket to Kason Horak. And Jeter will take the inbound pass, go over to the right side to Smith, his runner, is up and good and a block. So it'll be Smith getting in the bucket and a plus one. Eric has a dozen points in the game now. He's having a great first game of the year. The foul is going to be the first tonight on one of the dogs, and it is on Avery Crosswhite, who has not been in the game until just now. And now, on inbound, we're going to have a whistle and another foul off the ball. Let's see what this is all about. 13, White, a push. So that is going to be on Cameron Badura for Rossville. And for Rossville, it'll be team foul five. So I suspect we're going to go into the free throw line. We are. I don't know who's shooting. Nobody?
They're passing it in.
I see that, but that's the fifth foul. Here we go. Out on top, back over to the left side, and Atchison will work around to to Jeter for three, wide left. And a collision as Yogi goes over the top and back of Jason Horak. And he'll pick up a foul for that. It'll be his fourth. So now, four Atchison players with four fouls each and 4:38 to go. Here's the thing. First game of the year, you're going to have some things. You're going to have to work through some stuff. But what it has not helped is the ebb and flow of the game. A lot of fouls, a lot of stoppages of play, just a lot of not having any momentum and continuity in the contest. It makes it hard for the players, for the fans, just a lot of stop and go. 4 minutes and 38 seconds left, says the officials. One talks to the Rossville coach. Two visit with one another out of the lane. And when it's all sorted, we'll have a free throw or two taken. The first one is going to be good for Jason Horak, and he's got 10. Horak picks up the free throw. He's 3-3 at the line tonight. And 4-4. Well, that was a pretty shot. Just doesn't even make the net move. Back into the lineup for Rossville, we're going to see Mason Jones and brief stint by Avery Crosswhite out there, the big 6'3" senior. And Atchison up the floor. Here's DeMar down the left side in front of the scorer's table, in front of the benches. 4.5 minutes to play. Jeter has it on top. Dribbles over to the right side. Kelly, pass underneath. Jeter, shot blocked from behind. Oh, they're going to call a foul. See, what the officials are doing now is they're really tightening down on this thing. I mean, a little bit of anything that is, I think, questionable for them, they're going to go ahead and call a foul because they just want to make sure to keep the lid on pretty securely with 4:22 left in the game. And the first player to foul out tonight is going to be Rossville's Cameron Badura. He will end with 7. And foul out at 4:22 to go. Now, there's no other player for Rossville with more than 2 fouls. First free throw here is up and good. And one more coming for Jeter Purdy. 23 now for Jeter. This makes 24. And it is 63-43. Rossville bringing it up the floor. Atchison in a tight man player defense. Off the right block, the ball's going to be stripped away. It's on the floor. Taken away by Jeter Purdy. He'll drive down the court. Go close. It's going to be stripped out of his hands. He was going to go for the throwdown. He got upstairs, and he could do it. But one of those guards that was chasing him reached in, knocked it away, and as Jeter went up for the rim, he was empty-handed. You could hear the flex of the rim in the background, but he had no ball in his hand. Now the feet underneath to Smith. His layup is going to go across the rim. Land on the other side where Rossville pulls down the rebound. Work, 4 minutes to play. Donovan with the ball. Kicks it down to the baseline. The three from there. Nope. And Atchison rebounds it down. And we are going to have a foul. is it going to be on Rossville? It is. And now the Rossville player is really upset. He doesn't believe that he had committed that foul. It'll be the third of the night by Kason Horak. And to the other end of the floor we go. First step into the line for AHS, it's going to be Eric Smith. Eric has a dozen points tonight and is 0 for 1 at the free throw line. 3:49 to go. Hutchison with a 20-point lead. Little knee bend, little shot. Can't get it. One more time. Back into the game for Hutchison comes Trey Carter. Eric will eye it up, and his second one looks good right in there. It is 64-43. 3:45 left. That's a lot of basketball. Basketball, tell you what, a few minutes means a lot of play. Now cross-court pass, stolen by Jeter. Over to the left side it goes, and the shot is up, and Carter's going to get fouled. It won't go in. And he'll be fouled. And it come to the free throw line for a couple of shots. 3.5 to go. Free throw? Yeah. So Trey has point number 7 tonight. Hit a couple of threes earlier this evening. And that'll be his first free throw opportunity of the night. He puts it in. Got one more shot coming up. And that one hits the back. Long rebound is going to come away. Pulled out by Rossville. 65-43. Hutchison by 22 with 3:20 to go. Bulldogs down the floor. And we will have an Hutchison foul. It will be number 5 on Eric Smith. So he'll foul out here at the 3:22 mark. And Leach with 13 points tonight. Free throw, crawls up and over the front lip of the rim and good. And that is the first point of the game for Jacoby McDonald. And that's the second. 65-45. Trey Carter goes coast to coast. The defense just kind of drops back. Gray's layup is off the window and a little too strong. Rebounding it back down off the miss. Here comes Rossville, quickly down the right side. There's a size mismatch. You got Jeter Purdy guarding the 5'5 sophomore point guard. He will drive across, go in through three defenders, have the ball knocked out of his hands, and it's going to land out of bounds off Hutchison. 2:56 to play. 65-45. Look away pass out on top. 3-point rainbow. No. Rebound Yogi. Brings it out. Zamar. Right side Trey. The alley-oop. And didn't complete it, but it's going to be saved by Jaden up top side. And Atchison's going to reset with 2 minutes and 40 to go. Here's Zamar. Gee. He'll square up for a 3. That one doesn't go. He has missed many. Followed by Zamar. And he doesn't get that follow to go either, but he's coming to the free throw line. Foul number 3 by Rossville's Jack Donovan. And we're down to 2.5 minutes to go. At the line for Atchison, Zamar Hernandez. Here's the deal. Zamar started off hot. 6 in the opening quarter, 3 more in the second. Hasn't scored since. But that free throw will get him into double figures. That is his 10th point tonight. 66-45. Zamar. Waiting for him to, for some reason, the basketball got away and rolled down the hall. I don't know how on a free throw that happens. A good free throw. Yeah, there's a lane violation. It won't matter. The free throw is going to be good. And Samar has 11. 67-45. Another substitution for Atchison. Yogi will come out of the game. And you're going to get Josiah Kelly, Jay-Z's back in. Here's a little back door, and a two-handed layup is missed. Pulled down by Jeter. Lobs it right. Alley-oop again for Jeter. They keep trying to feed him, and he just not letting it happen. So, twice now, they've got a Purdy on the alley-oop. Twice, they've come up empty. 2:13 to play. Atchison with a commanding lead. Going to go to 1-0 to start the year. Dogs bring it in into tight pressure by Atchison in the backcourt. McDonald will bring it across the timeline, working against DeMar. Feeds inside. Ball's going to be stolen by Trey. His pass batted, saved by Jaden. And up it comes DeMar. He wants that three. Didn't take it. Steps inside the circle. The ball gets away. It's on the floor, rolling around. Knocked away. Picked up again by McDonald. Jacoby kicks it off on top. Here's a three. Boom! Donovan for three. His fourth three today. On the other end, DeMar. Finger roll, yeah. Hernandez. 69-48 with a minute and a half to play. .120 to go. And here's a steal. DeMar blows the dunk. That Atchison will rebound it. Sheet goes up and we'll get fouled. DeMar's got a big grin. He's a great athlete. And he's not going to miss that shot very often. Minute 10 to go. He's going to get some ribbing from his teammates over that on the bus ride home. 69-48, Phoenix out front. Free throw. It's good. What a great start to the season tonight for Jeter Purdy. He's now at 25 points. And it looks like Coach Battle may be electing to bring in a couple of the guys who still have not been able to get any floor time. 70 seconds left. This free throw is going to go in. So Jeter will come out, and replacing him is going to be Aiden Rebant, the 5'7" junior. And now we got a foul on the inbound play and the fifth foul of the game on Jaden Carter. And so he's going to foul out with a minute 10 to go. On the inbound play before the ball comes in, the official down in the backcourt calls Jaden for a little contact. So Atchison will replace him with Josiah Thompson. At the line, big guy for the Dogs, Avery Crosswhite. First one not quite going to go in. Avery, a senior on this team, 6'3". He's got that big aircraft carrier build. He's 6'3", and he's going 240, 245, 248. The second shot does not go in, and we will have a foul called. And we're going to go to the other side of the floor. And I'm going to tell you, here's the thing about this. All of this is happening, and we're still at a minute 10. We have not had 1 second come off this clock. All of these fouls and all of these free throws are occurring without any time going away. It is now 71-48. Score going up, clock not going. Free throw will not go in for Trey Carter. He's got 7 points tonight and is 1 of 3 at the free throw line. Now coming in for the Phoenix, it is Aaron Friedel, the 5'10" senior. Free throw. Yeah. So Trey collects the second. Atchison stretches his lead now to 72-48. And as the ball comes in, we're waiting for somebody to touch it. And, hey, the clock's running. We're at a minute 9, minute 8. They'll skip past left side. That's NBA plus range 3. This misses. Spend. Going to have a foul. climbing the ladder trying to get that ball. The foul has gone. St. Mildren. And now that is his name. His first name is Saint, and his last name is Mildren. It's not like, remember, like Jill St. John or some of the, you know, people like that, where St. John is the last name, but it is. Saint is his first name. Free throw? Yeah. Yogi Purdy hits the first one and has his second point tonight. One more shot coming up for Yogi. Another big guy in there, the 6'3" sophomore. It will not go in. And back down court with the basketball. McDonald. Another running layup. Nope. Rebound, Atchison. HS, skip pass left side. Shot rejected. Rebound, saved Atchison. They're going to say no, he didn't save it. It's out of bounds. Atchison's got Kale Williams in the game, a 6'1" sophomore. Inside the last minute, here's McDonald, feeds inside, twisting, turning, no room, out on top, going three, hitting three. From the perimeter for Rossville, Donovan. That's his fifth three tonight. He can shoot. Pass inside, knocked free and stolen. Rossville comes up the floor. These officials probably not going to throw another whistle. Just let this thing end. 11 seconds. Jumper, no. Rebound followed. No. Rebound followed. Yep. That one will belong to Horak. Atchison comes down. They'll square up for a three. No, it didn't go. And a rebound with two. Final score tonight in Rossville. Phoenix, 73. Bulldogs, 53. And we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, we're in Rossville where the guys' game has concluded, and it took a while. Lengthy game, a lot of up and down, and Atchison starts the season 1-0 with a win here tonight, 72-48. Let's take a look at the scoring for you. First of all, for Rossville, 18 points leads the way for Jack Donovan. It was 13 tonight for Jason Horak. Following them, 7 each for Mason Jones and Cameron Badura, 4.9, St. Mildren, and 2 this evening for Jacoby McDonald. For Atchison, wow, tell you what, Jeter Purdy had a huge, huge night tonight. 13 points in the third quarter on his way to 26 to lead all scorers. 13 apiece for Atchison, Zamar Hernandez, and Eric Smith III. With 8, Trey Carter and Jay-Z Kelly, and 2 apiece for Josiah Thompson and Yogi Purdy. So, these two teams split the pair tonight. Opening game this evening, it was the Rossville ladies winning it over AHS 71-20. And in the nightcap, Atchison led this thing from start to finish and win it 72-48. Tomorrow on Care Radio, big Benedictine basketball Saturday. And watch your clock. This thing's early. It's at noon. So come on up to the Norman Gymnasium. Bring a new toy. That'll get you a free admission, and it'll help out someone who can use that, as Benedictine does this for Christmas time each year to help the families in the area. So toy and one admit. So do that. Also, it's a day where they have a little tip of the hat to the season ticket holders. Appreciation Day. Going to have something good for them. For the rest of us, besides that, we've got basketball. Ladies game at noon, guys game at two, Benedictine, Clover Stockton. Come on up, and of course, you'll be able to hear it live, as always, right here on Care Radio. That said, we're going to get out of here. Final scores, again, ladies game, it was Roscoe winning it 71-20. Guys game, Atchison in front, 72-48. Till we greet you tomorrow for our man, Joseph, in the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, well done, as always. Thank you so much. And for Izzy up here, who just kind of kept an eye on things. Tom Couch, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.